Well, hello everybody and welcome. This is Lizzie and Justin from Third Space, and we are here live. Lizzie, we are live this morning on a Sunday morning, London time, in the middle of December 2023. And I'm making a big deal of being live because, for reasons that you'll explain, I imagine, Lizzie, we have for the last couple of weeks been putting out a couple of pre-recorded conversations that we made. And here we are live again. It's really, really good to see you, Lizzie, and to be in this conversation. And welcome to all of you who are with us. Maybe you're new to this, in which case, an extra special welcome. Or maybe you've been following us for some time, in which case, an extra special welcome. You're all really welcome here. And this is a conversation that has been going on for more than 300 weeks, that we began as a way of trying to bring the kinds of conversation that we have at the center of all of our work in Third Space into the world, make it available more widely in the world. And it is still that. And if you're interested in finding out about coaching and the coaching programs and all the other things that we do, you can check out wearethirdspace.org. But also, Lizzie, I know this conversation is also something much more than that. It includes that, but it's also its own something in its own right. And here we are. Feels like to me like a river that flows through, or something that keeps on flowing through, and then other people come and join us by watching and listening and writing to us as well, which you're all very welcome to do, or being in the conversation in our Facebook group. And it's got its own life and its own community around it too, which is very wonderful. So it's lovely to be back here with you.
Thanks, Justin. Gosh, one of the other things I think it is somehow, Justin, is a chance to understand and feel what it means to be real. I think so many things have so much production in them and so many particular boundaries of professionalism or something. And what I know about us and the community that we've created is that everybody appreciates that we have real lives and are by hook or by crook turning up no matter what is going on in our families and where we are in the world and where the world is with itself and everything. That we commit to turning up. It means that we commit to being in the realness of life, whatever that is. And I am so appreciative of that. And I was listening to you speak at the same time as thinking the kind of general dishevelment of my background, if anybody's watching on video, this is my little kind of cubby hole in our house where I do my work. And I've just had to barricade the door because my husband is on duty with now two children. And that's quite different when everybody wants to run in and interrupt and find their way into the conversation because they want to work with me. And so I feel like just being ourselves is what's called for here. And the fact that I can tell everybody that I've barricaded the door with two stools and one of my husband's kind of travel bags is like part of it. For me, it's such a an undoing, I think, of what I have kind of made things mean in the world about how we need to show up in some kind of way that is bounded in professionalism or something. And I'm so grateful that this is what that is, that it's a real thing. And I know that when people write to us, Justin, and tell us what it's like to be with us, I think that's one of the things that everybody appreciates about us is that we're real and we're not putting on some kind of performance or something. And I love that. And in a way, this is where that the choice of this source comes from today, which is by the incredible Julia Fehrenbacher. And it's called Let the Leaf Fall. And when I read this, I don't know, maybe I was a few days after giving birth to the second child in my life. And by the way, anybody who has been kind of following the fact that we recorded two episodes and weren't live the last 2 weeks is because I gave birth on the 29th of November. And doing really well, as is the baby, and everybody's completely blown away by how gorgeous he is, including our little four-year-old Vesper, and she's in love with him. And also it's hairy, and anybody who's had a second child will know the, or a third one or a fourth one, knows the dynamics between the children, and it's interesting and hairy and lovely and all the things. But we're here and we're live, and I've felt extremely like heartbroken since giving birth. And when I say that, I don't mean the kind of maybe the traditional, I mean, who knows what heartbroken really means, but I know that I've been broken open is what's happened. And so many, many things make me cry, and my heart feels very susceptible to the beauty of things and the impermanence of things. And so when I read this poem, it really met me there, and I wanted to bring it here and see what happens with us as we bring in the realness of what's actually happening in life, and see how this can be for all of us as well. So this is called Let the Leaf Fall by Julia Fehrenbacher. And Julia, you know, if you're listening to this and you may be one time having a listen, you know, we've brought your poems before here, and that we love you, and that we're really grateful for the way that you freely give of your life force to this, of expression and seeing things as they are in depth and wonder. And this is such a beautiful poem, and thank you, Julia. So here we go. This is called Let the Leaf Fall. It goes like this. When this living breaks your heart, steals your plans, when you miss the holy of here, thinking, thinking, thinking something brighter is over there, when there is no denying how precious, how precarious this aliveness is, let yourself break again and again. Let the cool, almost autumn breeze blow all the way in. Let the fading light, the falling leaf, show you how short it is, this life, how feather fine the line. And then blow infinite kisses of kindness to every dying living thing, yourself included, always yourself included. Whoever you think you are does not even come close. You're big enough to hold every break, every ache, every dark cloud, every twinkling star too. Let the leaf fall. Watch now. Watch how life catches you.
Thank you, Lizzie. So this is Let the Leaf Fall by Julia Fehrenbacher, and thank you, Julia. When this living breaks your heart, steals your plans, when you miss the holy of here, thinking, thinking, thinking something brighter is over there, when there is no denying how precious, how precarious this aliveness is, let yourself break again and again. Let the cool, almost autumn breeze blow all the way in. Let the fading light, the falling leaf, show you how short it is, this life, how feather fine the line. And then blow infinite kisses of kindness to every dying living thing, yourself included, always yourself included. Whoever you think you are does not even come close. You are big enough to hold every break, every ache, every dark cloud, every twinkling star too. Let the leaf fall. Watch now. Watch how life catches you.
Thank you, Justin. It's such a gift to be read to and to let it in that very way of listening. Oh my goodness, there's so many happenings in my heart as you read this to me and as I read it and let it live and die as it's read to me. And I think this is the I don't know what it's called, like a little valley I'm sitting in or something, where this dying and living thing feels so close. The dying and living, it's like I can feel the dyingness and the livingness sitting right next to each other, and the preciousness of everything, and how if I let myself stay in the valley, which I am, everything looks very, very different than my normal habitual sealed upness that I have. And maybe that's one of the gifts of birthing, is that it's like a whopping great opening into this kind of sensitivity and delicacy. And to be in the kind of awareness of things are being born, and already, as soon as life is created, it's already dying. Feeling. It's, I'm not sure our normal kind of training to be human is exercise for this time. It's, they're like, we're trained by life, by the world, to not think like this, to not feel like this, to not operate in this tenderness. And then there are times when we can't not operate in this tenderness. And then it feels unusual and disorienting. And this invitation that Julia's making of being big enough to hold every break, ache, dark cloud, and twinkling star. It's really true, but because we're not like that all the time, we're not in the living and dyingness, understanding, awareness, reality all the time. And we have all kinds of wonderful protection, necessary protection measures going on, and all of our patterns to distract us from things and helpfully have us move through the world in these times of tenderness. These aches and breaks and dark clouds and twinkling stars can feel like devastation or something. And as usual with people like Julia and other people who write wonders like this, I feel so grateful for the invitation and the welcome into our bigness, so that we can hold them in the way that maybe we can learn how to live better from these openings, these times of tenderness and sensitivity and feeling and emotions and confusion and upside downness. So I'm taking this invitation from Julia at the moment and letting myself cry, letting myself be moved by someone's dance move, or staring at someone for a little bit longer and realizing that they're on their way out as well as they're on their way in, and letting that be true rather than getting on with something else and moving to the next thing or something. So I'm feeling really grateful for the validation in that, and the welcoming of this kind of openness that feels like it's here with my heart kind of spilling all over the shop and breaking and functioning and not functioning, and the trickiness and the challenge of learning to parent two children at once and feeling split open and split apart and dragged in different directions, all the things that come.
So lovely hearing you talk, Lizzie, from this place, this threshold place that you're in, where big things have been happening and big things are continuing to happen, and you're right in the inescapably in the flow of life coming through. It's such a treat. I'm so glad we're back. And we have Julia's words with us. Was thinking as you were talking about how something as elemental as the arrival of a new life, whether it's one that comes through our own bodies or the bodies of people we love, in our own family or the family of people we love, is there's no escaping when you're in encounter with it, just how strange and awesome in all of its meanings, wonderful and terrible and giant and inexplicable and beyond our control life is. And these words from Julia so clearly to me are an invitation to let ourselves get in contact with that, as you've just been saying. So I was thinking about that. I was thinking about having come to your house yesterday to meet your new little one and to feel what it is to be in the presence of a new life that hasn't really yet been shaped by any experience or any encounter with anyone, that's just right at the very, very beginning before we build up all of the kind of defenses that Julia's writing about, and also all of the negative self-assessment that we can have about, I'm too small, I can't take this, and all the unkindnesses we bring to, long before any of that begins, and just being with a bundle of life. It's such a reminder of what we are, that we never stop being. And I think I remember you saying at some point to me, one of your teachings, that when you're in trouble or in difficulty with someone, remember them as a baby. Think of them as a baby, because it puts us right back in contact with the essential goodness that being a living something is. So I love this reminding. I'm feeling very touched by this reminding, both from you and from Julia. And at the same time, I've been thinking whilst you were talking about someone who I really, really deeply care about, who was telling me on Friday that he's watching a very, very dear friend of his die. Someone who's probably will die, may not be alive by the time we're having this conversation, already right at the very end of his life. And in a way, it's the same thing all over again. It's that the feelings are different, but the encounter with the, I don't even know what to use to word, I want what words I want to use, I want to say like the isness of everything. And then very often we spin away from that for all kinds of good practical reasons, just getting on with the day-to-day living of our lives, but also. And here, I've also been reading in the last couple of weeks a wonderful, wonderful book by Ken Wilber called No Boundary. And in No Boundary, Ken Wilber writes about, one part of the book, he writes about all of the ways that we clench ourselves against knowing the mystery of birth, that we came from who knows where, we weren't always this, and clench ourselves against the mystery and our fear of death. And so then it's so easy and understandable to live our lives in exactly the way that Julia opens this poem, somehow thinking, 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 which is one thing I'm very familiar with, thinking as a strategy for not feeling the bigness of all of this. Or the other thing I've been really feeling into this week is all the muscular tension I get in my body when I'm trying to not feel the bigness of life. Like I get really tight in my chest. I sort of can feel myself tighten up. And so all of that's understandable, but it pulls us away from this very, very, from really being in contact with this extraordinary mystery and sacredness of being alive. And then the question is, what do we do? Well, one thing that we do is we come and meet our friends, tiny babies, and hold them. This is what I did, as you know. Or we really let ourselves feel what it's like to love somebody as they're dying. But the other thing, and this is where Julia's words are so brilliant, is to see what we can do to let ourselves soften enough that the breeze can come through. Julie uses the word break, which is wonderful language. And for me, very often it's actually very simple. It's, can I soften my thinking? Can I soften my muscles? So that's one part of it. But the other part of it is, and this is where I felt so moved, Julia's words, we really don't know who we are. What we think we are doesn't even come close to our vastness, to our sacredness. That we are really as vast as existence itself, even though we don't usually experience ourselves that way. And the gifts of kindness. And gosh, do we need kindness in order to be able to face life this way? It doesn't help to force ourselves or berate ourselves or one another. So I've been thinking since coming to your house yesterday, Lizzie, about what it is to let myself soften like a newborn and then see myself as that and see everybody as that. And it feels to me like it goes some way to meeting Julia's invitation to us.
Yeah, I was, as I was listening there to you, Justin, I was feeling, really feeling this invitation from Julia to let things blow all the way in. Because I know, you know, I just did it now. I just had this huge wave of feeling of appreciation. And then I kind of swallowed and thought, oh, there's a huge wave, like a kind of some kind of quite a gentle but big tsunami coming. I better just breathe and swallow a few times so I can carry on talking. And I know I have 100 mechanisms that way to keep me socially acceptable to the ones around me. And really this whole time at the moment is partly, I'm not sure I have the capacity to not let everything blow all the way in when it happens. And so I feel like all my feelings are right on the surface and rightly ripe to come forth. And so letting things blow all the way in is an incredible lesson about, you know, Julia's saying, whoever you think you are does not even come close. I feel like I'm being, what's blowing all the way in is things that are different to who I think I am. So there's an experience of myself that's unfamiliar. And, you know, people say when a baby gets born, a mother also gets born. I feel like I'm kind of encountering bornness in me as well, like who I'm becoming because of this experience and who everybody is in the constellation, who everybody's becoming as well. There's the death of an older constellation and a birth of a new one. And so everything feels like it's living and dying on a very practical level as well. And so it feels just like, it, you know, we're just in a massive transition. And the biggest experience of that transition, as well as, you know, the kerfuffles and the confusion and the not having enough hands and not being able to do everything that's needed and having to give up on that. It feels like what's really here is this crazy miraculousness about life and what, like you were saying, what on earth, well, you were talking about Ken Wilber, I think, you know, what was going on before this was happening? What was going on before this baby became flesh with the soul that is that being? Like, what? Who are we? And what is this being human? And there's this line in here as well. What is it that really moved me? The feather fine line of here and not here. It just feels so, so, so present and so real to be understanding of that, living that, and to have all of these feelings of mystery and appreciation and wonder and confusion, and how on earth is all of this possible, and what even is that is the this I'm talking about when I say how is this possible, what is this? So I'm so grateful for this conversation, Justin, for being able to say the things that feel unsayable in the normal pattern of life and breastfeeding and trying to go to sleep and making food and clearing up broken polystyrene from the floor that's been sprinkled everywhere by a wonderfully creative four-year-old, and all of the kerfuffleness of life, being able to sink into the sense, the wondering of what on earth is really going on here, is so supportive and so underpinning, really, of everything. And I'm just thanking goodness for Julia and for you and for me and for all of us who are in these kinds of conversations that are in a different, I don't know what you'd say, like a different realm for the ordinary. How are you? Let's have a Christmas drinks and nibbles party or something. I could just be like in that. I could just be in the kerfuffle. I could just be in the Christmas nibbles. I could just be in the polite conversation of life. And actually, this is complete wonder. And I think that's partly the reason why people listen and want to be with us in this, is because this really matters, this kind of conversation.
I'm thinking now, Lizzie, about something that we talk about on the first day of the Third Space Foundations of Coaching program, when we're introducing coaching as a way of relating, as a way of responding to people. And we talk about this phenomenon, which is a little bit related to what you just said about the cocktail party and the kerfuffle, which is, both of which are beautiful, by the way. So what I'm about to say is not anything other than a welcome to cocktail parties and kerfuffles, but is the way in which we go to sleep to the realness of our lives, which then poets like Julia and then this conversation are wanting to do, go in the opposite direction, which is to have us be in contact with the realness of our lives. And we go to sleep to the realness of our lives for all kinds of very, very good reasons. And for some of the time, it's just fine and necessary and all right. The problem with it is if we end up living our whole lives that way, if we forget what we really are. And so we live necessarily anyway in a dance between tuning out and skating along the surface and being in contact with the depths of it when we're in contact with the depths, but maybe we end up just tuning out and skating over the surface. And how good it is to have people, poets and friends, and conversations, how necessary it is, that will bring us back in contact with the underneath of it, or the inside of it, or the bigness of it. There's lots of different words for it. It's one of the reasons why I so value this friendship, Lizzie, and this work that we do together, and the work that we do in Third Space, and this conversation, and all the people who are with us. Hello, all of you who are with us and listening, and the way and what people write to us. And because it really does only take looking into the eyes of a newborn, or looking into the eyes of someone who is dying, to get, if we'll let ourselves, what Julia's writing about and what this conversation is about. Whoever we think we are doesn't even come close. And isn't that an absolutely extraordinary thing? We're in the midst of cleaning up the polystyrene from the floor, or having a passing the time conversation with someone at a Christmas party, or washing the dishes or taking a walk in the park or anything that we might do, to be able to let ourselves feel the vastness, the extraordinary wonder, both that we are and that has any of this be possible. I was sitting in the cinema last night, Lizzie, after seeing you. I sat in the cinema whilst all the people trying to sell us things on the adverts coming through. And I looked around and I thought, oh my goodness, how on earth did any of this get to be here? And I didn't just mean the chairs and the screen and the amazing technology and the sound and all that. I actually meant, how on earth is it possible that any of us are here to experience this?
Mm.
And that's the thing that's the, I think, for us to keep on returning back to, that Julia's inviting in us into by asking us to let the leaf fall. That we get here to experience is completely inexplicable and miraculous and of the highest order of sacredness. So I'm really glad to be being reminded by being here with you, as you feel all the feelings and as I feel all the feelings of being here in this conversation as well. And as we know, we're surrounded by circle and circle and circle and circle of people listening and watching. And may we keep on remembering and returning to knowing that we're big enough to hold every break, ache, dark cloud and twinkling star.
Mm. Thank you, Justin. And maybe that's a really wonderful way to end, is for us to speak directly to whoever's listening to us and to each other, Justin, and to really say that to the listener, the receiver, which includes us, which is, you are big enough to hold every break, every ache, every dark cloud and every twinkling star too. And that is true for all of us. And may third space and may turning towards life have that as its own little star, big star, which is that's really what we stand for, is teaching one another, teaching ourselves, being open to things ourselves that allow us to be big enough to understand ourselves, to feel ourselves as big, that we can hold the things that this life has for us. And thank you, everybody, for being with us, for being open to this, for having whatever break exists in all of us, for there to be a place for this conversation to enter into your hearts and minds. And just thank you for being with us, supporting us and being here. Justin, you had the experience yesterday of somebody coming up to you and saying, oh, I don't know you in person, but I know you from listening to Turning Towards Life. And it's such a joy when that happens. And it really is wonderful that there are people here with us, isn't it, Justin? The community of receivers, it's just extraordinary. And I just want to say thank you again to Julia for this incredible delivery of art that lets us be in this conversation in this particular way. And hopefully you're receiving this too at some point, Julia. And we will be back again next Sunday here on Facebook Live, and then flowing into Instagram and onto our website, turningtowards.life. And also, everybody, you can sign up to receive this weekly in your inbox if you want, by going to turningtowards.life and signing up for the weekly email, so that it's easy just to click on it and listen to it when you want to. And we're so grateful that everybody is with us, and hopefully see you and feel you and be with you next week if you would like to come. And Justin, thank you again for you.
Thanks, Lizzie.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.